Today on the Southern California Real Estate Report, we talk about a different type of sale. Stay tuned.
Good morning. Welcome to the Southern California Real Estate Report. This is Bob McGuire and Daniel Wise coming to you from San Diego, California. So something that we never really talk about on our podcast, but that's a local thing, and it's obviously real estate, right?
It's a very San Diego thing, too.
Yeah, it is. It's just a different type of real estate. So one of the marinas is set to change hands, and it looks like it was at a pretty high purchase price. The deal went down, and it's an $84 million transaction. Sun Road is going to be transferring their ownership and interest in basically Harbor Island to a group called Safe Harbor. Safe Harbor is going to be the new operator. And with that, so there's quite a few things that went down here. Danielle and I were just kind of talking about this offline. There's a lot to it. So The harbor itself is about 600 slips,
right?
And then with that also comes 259,090 square feet of land, and then there's 1,029,239 square feet of water. And so, you know, the water is the water that's within the slip areas and the docks and under the docks and things like that. So they're responsible for, obviously, the maintenance, the environmental issues with the water. They have the land, which it turns out is basically it's the easternmost tip of Harbor Island, which is home to two very popular restaurants, one of which we have our Christmas party at for our office.
We have had our Christmas party.
We have had our Christmas party at, and it is
Island Prime.
Yeah, it's a very nice restaurant, and it's called Island Prime, and then the other one is called Sea Level Lounge. So that is also going to go with it. So Sun Road and Sun Communities didn't respond to the request for comment, but Safe Harbor and its parent company already have four leases that are around here. So they have Shelter Island, Boatyard, and the Sun Outdoors RV Resort in Chula Vista. So they have some other interests here, this new operator, or the old operator. So they're going to be giving up their interest in this. They're going to move on to – it sounds like they're going to move on to a development project, right?
Yeah.
And so that's the plan. So they're going to be doing the development project that's on the other side of the marina, I think, is what it's going to be, right?
I think so. When this article is from the UT, and it's actually from today, so it's going to be posted today, so the 15th of July, and it's from 15th of July. But what's interesting about this, I think, is like it's real estate we don't really talk about very often.
Yeah, it's not. And one of the things, too, that's interesting about this is that, as part of the condition of the transfer, so one, it's a big number, right? It's $84 million. I wasn't familiar with the metrics of these deals and how much they go down for. So it's interesting. But there's two things that are kind of, of interest here. One is that the Unified Port District gets a piece of, so they made a change to their operating agreement that now if these leases transfer, they get a piece of that value. Now the person that takes over the lease, so they're responsible for the capital improvements that have to happen around the docks and the slips. And so that's part of the lease. So the lease itself for 600 slips, the annual rent is only $1.1 million. Danielle and I kind of ran some math, and we're like, wow, this is a super lucrative deal. But what we don't know is what are the capital improvements that are required or that are needed. From an expense standpoint, it's kind of hard to figure that out, right?
Exactly.
Without seeing the actual condition of the docks and how the electrical is and what the requirements are and all the different things that are going to go into that.
And I think that's the interesting part of this type of real estate, because it is it is a real estate deal. It's just it's boat slips.
Yeah.
Is maintaining something on water. If you talk about maintaining a boat on water, the expense of that I know is pretty expensive.
Yeah, it's always more than you think.
Yeah, I can imagine that even maintaining a dock in salt water is an expensive feat if you're thinking about having electrical water run out there safely too, because you think electrical on a dock must be complicated.
So the maintenance for a boat on water, the typical rule of thumb that I've been told is that it's usually 10 to 15% of whatever the purchase price of the boat was per year.
Okay, so 10 or 15% of the purchase price of this maybe would be an accurate number or like – maybe not. But the point being is that that's 10 or 15% is a pretty hefty.
Yeah, because, the salt water and, the cleaning and the bottom, painting and all the things that you have to do for salt water and for the boat to sit, it's actually very expensive to have a boat just sit.
And I can imagine it's the same.
Huh?
I can imagine it's the same for a dock. So,
yeah.
I mean, you have people walking on these docks.
That's
you
right.
have boats tethered to them, so they get
that
a lot of
pulling and yanking on them, and the weight differences, and, who knows how good the wood is. And the wood gets dry from the water and the salt, and that. So it's definitely – there's going to be expense to maintaining the docks. I think they've now gone – everyone's gone to more of a, of a poly-type wood where it's a – it's a man-made product.
But I don't know
if – it has the wood look to it. But
right.
Still.
And that's probably
– that's expensive.
But that's expensive to install. So
that's right.
If that's not what these boats docks or at least the surrounding structures are made of, I can imagine that replacing – getting into that would be –
But it's interesting math, nonetheless. So $1.1 million is the annual payment to the city. Typical slips that we know of are usually, whatever. We were estimating,
$500.
So it's interesting, to look at this, and who knew, that this was such a huge deal. So for the port, they had to vote on it. They unanimously approved it. They're estimated to pocket like $2.1 million off this. The firm that is getting rid of it, this Sunroad, they're going to be moving to the Harbor Island project, which is estimated to start construction in 2023. So it sounds like it's a win-win deal all the way around. It's going to be interesting to see. So what will be really interesting is to see what they do with the boat slip fees and how that affects things. And now it sounds like because the Port Authority, made a pretty good hit off this, they're definitely now more interested. They're going, hey, look, these real estate, this shows a healthy market. And so you may see more of these things happen. But the question is going to become what happens to the slip fees.
Right.
How much do the slip fees go up in San Diego? So there's a lot of slips here in San Diego. I know that some of the more expensive ones like Coronado where the Marriott is downtown, because you have the amenities of the hotel, right?
I'm sure.
there's some expensive slips around town where it's always been kind of a value to go out to these areas, like out along Harbor Island or into PB and those places. So who knows if there's going to be a big increase in slips now that these deals go down. So we'll kind of pay attention. That's typically what happens in the real estate world in apartments. We know that.
See if class A, B, and C boat slips.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. So
I could
we'll
assume
see.
You would.
Yeah,
on location and amenities.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. That's right. So it'll be interesting. But this is a big deal for San Diego. I'm sure this is going to set off a bunch of new transactions, and it's great for the city. So, anything that's San Diego and real estate, we're going to try and report on. And this is just one of the more interesting things that that we've seen lately. So to follow this, this was a UT article, and it's in the July 15th edition. So check it out. And thanks for listening today. This has been the Southern California Real Estate Report.